It's great to be back, Baruch Hashem. Usually it's even greater to be back. I'm coming back from America and I'm embarrassed to give a shmooze. This year I was zeichet to be in Eretz Yisrael. I learned. I feel more Jewish. So I still probably shouldn't be giving a shmooze, but it's a little bit better than usual. And our minhag is always to start, at least, in weeks to come, probably not, we'll work on other things, but to start the Inyanei Svira with Inyanei Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi. In particular, the Zman that we're in, the Zman of Svira. There are a lot of guys here who like to listen to music, and there's no music right now, hopefully. To be Mekayim the Avelus, we have to feel the loss. Feel the loss of 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. If a person wants to get a proper tzir, a proper image of this, I'm afraid to tell you what to do, but walk around Beis Yisrael and picture you're back then, thousands of years ago, and everyone's thousands of years ago on the floor, all of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, one after another, Rachmana Litzlan. Why? Says the Gemara in Yevamis, on Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis, Hayelo Rabbi Akiva Migivas at Antipras, Eser Elef Zugim, 12,000 Chavrusashafs of Talmidim, Vekulan Mesu Beperek Echad, why Mibnei Shalom Nagu Kavod Zelazeh? They didn't give kavod to each other. I don't think we'll ever understand this chazal, and we have to speak in trepidation when we talk about these gedolei olam who were zeichet to be the talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. The Arizal talks about their madregas in Torah that they were so high that that's why we don't have them anymore. We don't know anything, but it says in our Gemara that we have to learn something, and when the Gemara says we have to learn, we have to learn. And it says they were lo nagu kavod zelazeh. It doesn't say that they insulted each other. If we were in their Beis Medrash, we probably would be impressed with the way they treated each other. It doesn't say zilzalu zebezeh, that they disgraced one another. It says lo nahagu kavod zelazeh. They didn't treat each other like Rav Moshe Feinstein to Rav Moshe Feinstein. You didn't treat them like a Rabbi Akiva Eger. Each one of these was gedolei olam, and the lack of kavod of a Rabbi Akiva Eger over here was already a major tfiyah. Now this is very rachuk from us, but we have to understand. Chazal want us to still learn from this. And I'll tell you, I know it's very rachuk from us, because the Mesil Sisharim, when he talks about low-level issues of gaiva and those types of things, he puts them all in the beginning of the Mesil Sisharim in the area called Nikias, where you have to clean up shop to be a tzaddik. If you chepper your friends, or you're a mean guy, over there the Mesil Sisharim talks about being a balgaiva and one-upping and being above, and over there he doesn't discuss Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim. All the way at the end of Mesil Sisharim, close to when you're a bal ruach hakodesh, in the chelik that's going on anava, real modesty, we're talking high levels of avodas Hashem, there, the Mesil Sisharim says there were these 12,000 Kavruzashafs of Rabbi Akiva who were lo nagu kavod zelazeh. Why is he bringing it all the way over there? Vaistech ois, by them there was something microscopic going on. Something that we can't understand. However, us small people still look at big people and the Chazal define what they did wrong, and we have to see how it's relevant to us. So if they were lo nagu kavod zelazeh, we have to worry about a different sugya. What's our sugya? I don't know if our sugya is kavod zelazeh, treating each other like Rabbi Akiva Eger, but our sugya, let's say, is a new term called bashing. Bashing is a term that I picked up over my years here. This is not a word that I was used to when I was younger. And it seems to be a regular way of communicating. Like when I was younger, there were these games in carnivals where the gopher would come up and you bash it down. Like that's what bashing means, to pop something down. This is apparently a regular way of communicating. It's called bashing. And for sure, this is something that if we have an issue with, then we definitely should be working on it in Sfira. It is light years lower than the Nisayan of Lo Nagu Kavod Zelazeh. But it's amazing. A couple years ago, I was able to spend some time with a couple Bachrim, not from our yeshiva, and I was watching the way they interact with each other. And they were like one-liners after another. It was painful for me to be in the car with them, and then I had to be in another car with them. Like, what's going on? So I couldn't help myself. One of them was close to me. I said, do you guys like each other? He's like, yeah, we love each other. I'm like, so what's the deal over here? What's going on? He says, we love each other and we can't stand each other. Woo! That's very deep. That sounds like Shakespeare. We love each other, yet we hate each other. What does that mean? I've heard of a lot of svaras in the Gemara. I don't know what that means. We love each other, but we hate each other. And I'll tell you, I think I found a Gemara that discusses this. A love-hate relationship. This Gemara in Yuma and Daf Tes says something very interesting. The Gemara says that there was sinas chinam even in Bayis Rishon. The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of sinas chinam. But there was even sinas chinam in Bayis Rishon. What was going on there? The Pasuk says, Megure al cherev hayu es ami lachein spike al yerek. The people we used to dwell together with would stab each other, and that's why I clap in pain. Woe is to me. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Eilu bnei adam she'oichlin v'shaisin zem ze. These are the people who eat and drink together, v'doikrin zed ze b'charbas l'shonim, and stab each other with their words. Whoa. So the Marsha says a pshat over here that, yeah, it's very sneaky. They eat with each other, they wine and dine, and then when no one's looking, they speak badly about them to other people. Backstabbing. However, I think the pshat in the Gemara, according to our generation, is kipshutai mamish. There are people you choose to sit next to when in the lunchroom. You choose to sit next to them. You choose to go together with them in an out Shabbos. These are the people you're supposed to be liking. These are the people we have relationships with. And doikrin oisan becharbos l'shaneihem. And we stab each other with words. We're not sensitive to what's going on. This paradox. And it's happening. You just listen to what's going on wherever you go. The better the line. Oh, oh, oh. Right? Everyone's getting one-liners after another. Feeding off of this. What's going on? So, it's even worse, the truth is. When you're close with someone, boy, can you hurt them. Much worse than somebody that you don't normally eat and drink with. If you are close with someone, and I think this is also what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying, we eat and drink together and we stab each other behind the back. We know each other very, very well. Right? You get me upset. What am I going to say to you? Dummy. Ooh, that's a good one. Right? But if I know you really well, you're 21 years old, and I know you since you're in kindergarten, and you still sleep with your teddy bear. And you kiss him before you go to sleep, and you hide it under your pillow so none of your roommates can see, right? And I'm mad at you today. Oh yeah, what does Fluffy have to say about it? Ooh, you bringing Fluffy into this? Oh, low blow. Dafka, the people that we're close with, we could hurt on a level we can't even imagine. We know them oh so well. We can really stick it to them. An amazing level of a sword comes dafka with the people you eat and drink with. And we all know this is true. And what's the motivation? Now, I'm sure there are many motivations, but we'll try one. There are a lot of things in the world that people get what we call artificial highs from. Artificial highs. What I mean is they're not really high. They're just high for a period of time. One of them, the obvious one, is drugs and alcohol, right? You feel great at that time. You're upset. You want to leave life. Woo! Happy. Right? It's a nice high. Someone told me an interesting one. Somebody said that don't try this at home, ever. But somebody said, if you somebody strangulates you, they put you in a lock, and he was telling me that his friend does this, it's gewaldic, and you lose all of your air, and you pass out, it's gewaldic, Rebbe. Says, but don't do it too many times. What's going on? It's a high. I don't know, apparently it's a high. Right? Extreme skiing, snowboarding off a cliff, almost losing your life, whoosh! It's a high, but it's artificial. Why? Because for a second you thought you'd lose your life, so you feel like you're living, but you're not living the whole year round. You just almost want to die, so you feel alive. Very lundish. Right? There are a lot of highs. But there's another type of high. There's another type of high, which is a person wants to feel big, artificially. I want to feel big and I'm upset. I feel small. So what do? I knock into people, one after another. The more I knock into people, the more I feel this artificial high, like I'm doing something like with my life. I'm achieving something. I'm big. And nothing's going on. The person's just getting smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And there are people who are 85 years old who are still like this, complaining in the back of the shul that this guy didn't give him a mishaberich. Why didn't he give me a mishaberich? That's what happens. Just after time, one after another, just so I could feel, so I could come home to my suda and I have someone to complain about so I could feel like I've done something. Buddy, do something with your life. What does it have to do with anyone else? All successful and great people are too busy working on themselves for this tininess. And yet, there's this machla that if I can knock and knock and knock, then I become bigger. And I just get smaller and smaller and smaller. And we see it. And until somebody gets it, they could go their entire life like this, Rahman al-Azad. Think that everyone's an enemy. They have something to say about every single person. And nothing happens. They haven't achieved a single thing in their lives. Rahman al-Azad. Rahman al-Azad. People demand respect. People demand respect. How do I know that people demand respect? Listen to a very difficult Mishnah. I've seen a lot of Perushim on this Mishnah. I'm giving you a favorite. The Mishnah says in Avos, Perek Dalet, Ezehu Mechubed. Who is somebody who is an honorable person, who is respected, HaMechabed Es HaBrias. Someone who's Mechabed other people. Shenemar ki mechabdai achabed uvozi akelu. Because Hashem says, those who honor me, I will honor them. And those who disgrace me, I will disgrace them. There's a very big problem with this Mishnah, Rabosai. Very big problem. The Mishnah is talking about you should honor your. Who is somebody who gets honor? This is the way the Ruach Chaim, Rav Chaim Volozhin, is learning. Who is the one who gets honor? Someone who honors other people. And what's the proof that whoever honors Hashem, Hashem gives them honor? What shaychus? It should say a pasuk that says that if you honor your friend, Hashem will give you honor. Not if you honor Hashem, Hashem will honor you. It's like, how do you even read this, Bichlal? Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, no. The pasuk is saying whoever's mechabed Hashem gets kavod, and that's a proof that whoever is mechabed his friends will get covered too. Why? Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, im mechabed kol anoshim, ve'ino chokrim im pochusim him. A guy gives cover to all these people in the world. What's motivating him? Some people who he thinks are smaller than him. Ki oimer b'lvalo b'avo halo b'tselem elokim heima. These people are all products of Hashem Yisbarach. Vehema brui Hashem, they were created by Hashem. Vekol ma'asher bara lo bara l'chvodo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for his own kavod, which means these people have a purpose. And I'm going to be mechabed them because Hashem believed in them. And he says, that's why whoever's mechabed their friend is being mechabed Hashem. He's being mechabed Hashem because he sees that this person is in right. He has a right for respect. He has a right for the dignity because he's created B'Tselem Elokim. Hashem wasn't doing a practical joke when he created this guy. This guy? Come on. No. Do you understand? Hashem, even that guy, Hashem made a decision to take a neshama from the Kiseh HaKavod and bring him down here for 120 years. And he's not worth our kavod? Hashem was very, very busy with this guy. It wasn't a practical joke. Hashem was serious when he created this. No, it was a practical joke. No, he was serious. And somebody who's mechabed other people, Hashem will be mechabed them because Hashem takes it personally. He says, this person believes in the people who are in my image. I'm going to give him kavod and respect. And there's another Mishnah. And this Mishnah, Rov Rishonim don't learn this way. And I found a gem in the Chassid Yaivitz, Baruch Hashem, Chassid Yaivitz from Rishonim, from Gerushe Sfarad, from Spain. The Pashup Shad in this Mishnah in Dalet Gimel. Hu haya omer, al tehi vaz l'kol adam. Don't disgrace everybody. Va'al tehi maflig l'kol davar. And don't push away everything. She'em l'cha adam she'en lo shah. Every person has their moment where they shine. Ve'en lecha davar shein lo makom. And everything has its place. Says the Chassid Yaivitz, and he's representing Rov Rishonim. Rov Rishonim, you learn this very interesting. Don't be mean to that guy, because every dog has his day, as they say. And you never know. This guy might become the president, or the president of the shul. Something that could harm you. And if you're not nice to him today, you never know. You think that he's a nothing. One day he might really get back at you. So it's to be wise. That's the first part of the Mishnah, according to Rov Rishonim. Alti buz l'kol adam. Don't disgrace all the people in the world who you can't find anything that's special about them. Shein lecha adam shein lo sha. Everybody has his day. And you're going to be in trouble if you got him upset in high school. So you better watch out. And then, Alsihi maflik l'kol davar. Don't push away things. There are things that look insignificant in life. Right? Little tchotchkes that you have around the house. I have these special goggles. I got them as a gift. A lot of interesting things you get as gifts. Goggles for when you cut onions so that you don't, your eyes don't tear. And I have a banana cutter. Right? Says the Mishnah, don't throw that out. What? You're not going to use it? You never know. Somebody might need to cut 1,000 onions. Or need goggles. I need goggles. Here I have the goggles. Very practical. Says the Chassid Yaivitz, he says, you need a Mishnah for that? That's what the Mishnah is saying. That you should get out those goggles and the banana cutter? He says, no. He says, I have a totally different pshat over here. And the Maharal in Derech Chaim says the same pshat, Rabosa. Same pshat. He says, no. He says, the Mishnah is saying, you knock people, you're buzz l'kol adam. Don't you realize that people are special? Everyone has a moment in their life where they shine. Hashem had a mission for each and every person. And you just look at him like, what could he be important for? He's on a mission. He's a man on a mission. He's somebody who, for sure, Hashem had something in mind for him. And he says the following lashon. He says, just like there's nothing extra in the Torah, Kemosha ain dover batal batayra. There's no extra words in the Torah that you could just throw away. There's no person who's batal in the Welt either. Every person is significant. And he says again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes this personally. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, who is the person who sees my kids, what I invested in, what I did? The sight of covet is to see the significance of people. By nature, it's a religious pursuit. It's not something that you can just decide on your own. A person who understands what a yid is, a person who understands what a tzelem elokim is, every person has a purpose. Every person. I was sitting behind a garbage truck. You know, you're always in a rush, and then there's the garbage truck, and on the street that I live on, so parking on both sides, you're stuck behind the garbage truck. I was like, right? But I don't honk. And I do the honkers. Like, what? I don't honk. And I was trying to think. It's like during these shmoozin, we're trying to think about these things. Why don't I honk? I respect the man. I know that this is his turf. He's doing this for me. He's in charge of the road right now. It's true, I'd like to take my kids to Gan, but too bad on you, Stark, because there's only one lane, and he's the garbage man. He rules the road. That's it. It's a certain understanding, a certain respect, that this is his makom. This is his place of kiyum, says the Maharal. Every person has a place. Somebody's cleaning the floors to just run over there. No, covet. This is what he's investing in. This is what he's here for. There's a purpose. A person who lives with an understanding of the significance of everything. Every yid, every guy, every animal, every single chelek of the bria. Once the Chafetz Chaim had someone at his house who didn't like black bread. He didn't like Schwarzbrot. And the Chafetz Chaim got very upset. He said, Schwarzbrot is gesund und gut. And he says, whoever says differently has a problem with saying Lashon Hara about Schwarzbrot. Right? It's a little extreme. But by the Chafetz Chaim, it's an issue of covet. Hashem created this. There's purpose to it. What are you just machin avek? You're playing with fire. The nekuda of living with covet, of living with significance, is way too important. And there's an amazing Gemara that drives this home. The Gemara says in Tainus on Daf Chaf, Bar Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon me Migdol Gadar mi Beis Rabo. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon came from his Rebbe And Daito Gasa Alav Mimnei Shalama Torah Harbe. He was feeling, sounds like, a little bit too high on himself because he learned Torah. This is how the Mefarshim learned. Just a little bit too high on himself. And he saw Nizdamin Lo Adam Echad Sheh Mechur B'Yosef. There was someone who was extremely ugly who approached him. Amar Lo Yishalom Alecha Rebbe. The Benayahu, the Ben Yoyada says, it's not a good idea to say hello to the Gadol Hador. That wasn't appropriate. And it already got Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon upset because this is not the way you behave. This is not the proper Derech Eretz to just interrupt the Gadol Hador with his deep thinking and all this. Shalom Alecha Rebbe, velo hichzer lo, amr lo reka, empty one, kama mechur oisa ish. You're so ugly. Shema kol bnei yirecha mechur and kamaischa. Maybe everybody in your city is as ugly as you. And the Benayahu says he was really saying about his Derech Eretz. Maybe the whole city's ugly. But he also was extremely ugly, Rabbi Chassan. He was actually physically terribly ugly. And he says to him the following thing. Ela leich ve'emor le'uman shasani. Oh, really? Go back to my master, says this person. This quote-unquote nobody. Kama mechur klizeh shasisa. Hashem, you really messed up with this guy, right? You know, the ink cartridge, you know. Really, they say he was black, unfortunately. The ink cartridge was messed up when you found him. What's going on over here? And Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon heard these words. He says, Kama mechur klizeh shasisa kevin shiyadava atmo shechata. When Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon knew that he was chayte, how terrible his act was, it entered his heart. Yard min achamor v'nishtateh lefanav. He did his shtachavaya, basically, to this man to ask him for forgiveness, and it was a very rough road. He came back to his city, and this man said, you're mechabi this person, and they said, please give him a mechila, and he was meichelim. And Rabbi Elazar said, he learned from here, you can't get upset. You can't get upset, because if a person gets upset, who knows what could happen. Says the Karen Oira, what's going on in this Gemara? Very difficult Gemara. The Karen Oira says that the Karen Oira in Taina, Safanah, he says that the whole yisoid of learning Torah is to build people and everything that Hashem created. The more Torah you have in your system, the more you can see greatness in everything that's around you. We see a person becomes a lamdan, right? A lamdan can go up, lefi this, it's gevaldik. Lefi this, it's gevaldik. The tachlis of learning is to schlep everything up with you, to see everything as amazing, as a yitziras kapov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his lashon, to see everything as a creation. And he says Hashem gave Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon a test. He saw that he was using his Torah. He was felt a little bit above at this moment, and he said he failed this test. He failed this test. The tachlis of Torah is always to find something that's ugly and make it beautiful. To find out how you can take something that l'chol hadeis is not getting a shidduch and get it for him. And see how, where's the nakuda of covet in this thing? And he brings, that's the yisoid of the Mishnah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's chaviv loy, kvoidoy shel acher. He says, this is what it means in the Mishnah, ezu mechubad ha-mechabedis abriyas. Who is Mechubad? It's Mechabad the Brias, and that's why it brings the Pasuk, Mechabde Achabe, just like Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that Hashem takes an interest. If you're Mechabed other people, Hashem gives you Kavod, because that's what Hashem wants from B'nai Torah. Hashem wants that all the Torah that enters their system doesn't make them the Eloi who could get the better one-liner, and believe me, Alamdan knows how to really stick it to that guy. But fakert, to become an ilui, to be mala, everyone to find the beauty in themselves. The nekudas hakavod, the area that demands respect. And to live with that. And to people who understand this, it's a tragedy to ever utter negativity towards other people. Bichlal, I am so happy that I have friends that never insult me. They give me criticism sometimes like good friends. But I don't have any friends that insult me. None. None. It's totally foreign to me. I love my friends, period. Baruch Hashem. And the ones I start to hate, I lose. Because the whole idea of chaverim is to be malazetzeh. For you to see nekudas in me and for me to see nekudas in you. And without that, it's simply not a friendship. But a person says it's hard to be machabit other people. Right? Because the truth is, The way you're mechabit other people is you, if you want to really be mechabit someone, and this we spoke about barichas last month when we spoke about kavod. If you want to really be mechabit someone, you have to find something they have above you. That's the best way. Why? Because if he has something above me, so then I bow in deference to that thing. If I can find one area, he's clean, I'm not clean. He's honest and I'm a liar. Right? He's a masmid and I'm lazy. So even in the other areas it's hard, but if I could hone in on that thing that's better, then I can give him cover. But I'm looking at this guy, I'm better than him in everything. And now I'm not going to even tell you that you're not. You really are. You took out a list. You went through everything. You're cleaner than him. You're more truthful than him. You're a bigger masmid. You're smarter. You're sweeter. Whatever. All these things. Now what? Where am I? It's a joke. I'm really going to be mechabit him. Mechabit means to be in deference, to make him somewhat above. And I would like to share with you a Mar Makom, which, of all the things that I've learned in my life, I learned this when I was a bachar. I remember where I was sitting. I was a young bachar, and I was going through the Sefer, the Ma'bit, and I started with the Hakdama, the Ma'bit and Beis Elokim. And of all the things I've seen, this Mar Makom has had one of the most profound impacts on my life. And now I would like to just give this over to you. It's amazing. Says the Ma'bit in the Hakdama to Beis Elokim. He says, the Mishnah says in Avos, Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai kibo mehillel v'shamay. Hu haya omer, im lamadeta Torah harbe, if you learned a lot of Torah, al taksik toivel atmacha. Don't think you're all that. Why? Ki lekach notzarta. That's the way you were created. You have a job to do, buddy. You got the gift of life, get to work. That's the simple pshat in the Mishnah. But that's not the way the Ma'bit learns the Mishnah. Simple pshat in the Mishnah is, you think you're all that, you have a job to do, you hear an olam hazeh, go do it, you should have enough hakaras hatov to Hashem, don't think you're so special. Says the Ma'bit an entirely different pshat, an amazing pshat. He says, no. He says, there are people who are created with talents, Rabosai. People who are created special. People who can stay up later. I had a chavrusa who didn't need sleep, Rabosai. He didn't need sleep. Could sleep 3 hours a night. So you say he's the Masmid Ador? Maybe, but you know what? In high school, when we were friends and nobody was learning, he also was able to go on 3 hours of sleep. And if I would go on 3 hours of sleep, oy va voyle. I don't know what it's, I don't know what it does. Cuckoo, cuckoo. Right? I'd for sure be asked to leave my profession. That's for sure. Need sleep. I need sleep. Says the Ma'bit, if you're learning a lot, and you think you're all that because you're better than Chaveiroi. You're looking at your friend and he's learning less. Don't think you're all that because ki lekach notzarta. It could be that you were given special yitzira, special parts of your creation. You were born with more abilities. And he is a better man than you. Why? He's not learning as much as you, says the Ma'bit. He's not doing as much avodas Hashem. But he's killing himself. And you are not killing yourself. And therefore, he says that that person is greater than you. And when a person understands this, then everything becomes a mystery. He says, this is the pshat in the Mishnah also. It says in the Mishnah, Al todin es chavercha shetagia lemkomo. Don't judge your friend until you enter his place. What does it mean to be in his place? He says to have his body, to have his metabolism, to have his looks, to have his midos, to have his parents, to have all of these things. You have all those, then you can judge him. Until then, he might be the winner and you might be the loser. Because he is a great man. It's a mystery. Every person is a mystery. And he says we have to assume this about every person. And this is what he says in the amazing Gemara. The Gemara says, in Psachim Daf Nun, and it's in Rus Rabbah, Ben Benosha Ribshu Ben Lakish went to the El Yonim. He went to Shemayim and he said, Olam Hafak Raisi. It's crazy in Shemayim. The people who are on the top in this world are on the bottom in Olam Haba. And the people who are on the bottom over here are on the top over there. So you know what I would tell you Pashup Shad is, and you can find many Mepharshim who say this, that the people who are cruising in their Ferraris feeling like $1 million over here, they're on the top of the world. And over there, they're on the bottom. Right? And the little schleppers who are holding in Shas and Poskim with their little push cart in the going through Mei Sharim, they look like they're nobodies. No one's ever heard their names. They're on the top. That's a beautiful pshat. That's a good pshat. That's not what the Ma'abit says, Rabosa. You know what the Ma'abit says? He says, I saw in the next world the opposite. I saw Rashi Yeshiva. I saw Gedolei Olam who were on the bottom in the next world. And I saw teeny little people who nobody thought anything about on the top. And he says, how do you explain that? He says, because one of them worked and the other one didn't. One of them was great. The Vilna Gaon could have retired at 10, Rabosai. We just went to Vilna. By 10, he was officially the Vilna Gaon. He was done. No one would have known the difference. No one would have known. And he would have been a zero in Olam Haba because before his bar mitzvah, he did all of his work and then he stopped. I hate to say where the Vilna Gaon would have ended up, knowing Kol HaTorah Kula Mamish. Because he wasn't using his Yetzirah, his capabilities. And every time you see somebody, you just don't know. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to give you a piece of my lathe, my heart right now. There are times, for example, one time, last day of the year, somebody's leaving, he's here for a few years. Somebody tells me something. I never really had such a connection with this person. Not so intimately, at least, just, hi, how are you? And he tells me something. An awesome Nisayan that he went through, he's going through. And I left the building thinking, wow, this guy, I had a lot of opinions about him. He's an okay guy, he's nice, he's a guy. I left the building holding that he was a hero. And I said to myself, who knows how many times this happens? We are surrounded by great men. We have no idea what we're looking at. It doesn't matter what you see. It matters, Dafka, what you don't see. Every yid is working, is struggling. And a person who's able to find this Nekudas HaKavod is able to... I'll tell you a very scary thing. This is something that I think about. It's a very personal thought. People come to ask me questions. Why? Because I'm hired to do so, and I try. I had Shimush of Talmidei Chachamim who helped me get to where I am. The very following scary thought has entered my mind many times. Someone comes to me with a question and I give an answer, and this can happen a few times. Question, answer, question, answer. But when I get to Olam Haba, this guy might be higher than me. He might be so high that I can't even see him. Rabbi, can you hear me down there? No, Yankel, I can't. What? Rabbi, can you hear me down there? It's likely, Rabotzai, it's likely, because he's a great man working, and I'm also doing my job, but who knows who's greater? And I think this is the side. Every time I go in front of an Adam Gadol, I feel like $1 million, because they don't consider themselves greater than anyone. They take it as a hanacha pshuta that everyone's great, everyone's working. And with this yisod, you can see people doing the worst things in the world, and you're mechabed them, because you just don't know whether you're in front of greatness or not. And this is the terrible avla of bashing other people, of not being mechabed other people. We're playing with fire. We're sitting with greats. The people we've chosen to be friends with, the people we associate with, they're all great men. They have to be handled this way. Hashem created the world with 10 sayings, 10 maimaris. Hashem could have created the world with his hands, kiviyachol. He doesn't have physical hands, but he has his zroa and netuya, like we know from Yetzias Mitzrayim. He could have done that. He created the world through speech, 10 sayings, to teach us a yisoid that we build through our mouths. The entire world was created through speech. That is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this. We should all be zeicha to be mechabed zeh bezeh, megadol zeh bezeh, and mibakayim besura toiva tadashin etzim, to fatten each other up with good besuras and good words.